Here's the finished product of what we'll be creating in this Fireworks CS4 tutorial. It's nice Web 2.0 graphics for HD and HQ tubes. And you can see I made them for my channel. And you'll see them on my channel. And I made them really big so I can get the details I wanted. And then I shrunk them down. Created bitmaps and then shrunk them down. And set them into the place I wanted them to be. And I noticed YouTube had similar graphics such as these, so I wanted to incorporate, you know, kind of same kind of feel and look that they were going for on my channel design. Okay. In this Fireworks CS4 tutorial, I'm inside of my YouTube channel raw PNG file for the my background on my YouTube channel, and I noticed YouTube's has some cool HD, little HD symbols, little graphics, and I want to try and recreate that for my channel, and I thought I'd record it and show you the workflow. Some of you guys might get something out of it. And so what I'm going to do is draw out a rectangle, and I'm going to bring up the roundness a little so we have nice rounded corners. And then I'm going to bring out an ellipse, because I want to create a sort of bulge top effect. On my rectangle. See, 207, 224. Move this over 1. Make this 208. So both even numbers. Oh, that looks great. Okay, so C, Control C, Control V. That'll copy and paste that one. And you'll know when you're in the middle of an object with another object, usually when they line up. So that one's lined up there. Okay. Now we're going to do the same thing to the sides. See if we can make this edge look smooth too. Beautiful. Control C, Control V. Perfect. Now there may be other easier ways to create bold edges effect on your rectangles, but I like doing it this way because I have direct control over how the edges look and how everything comes out. And let's see, I have all 5 symbols. I'm gonna go to modify with all 5 symbols selected, combine paths, and I'm going to union, so it makes it one symbol or one path. And you select many items, multiple items, by holding down the control key, or the shift key rather. So I can select that one, then that one, and that one. And so now what I want to do is copy another version of this symbol right on top of itself. So highlight it, press control C, control V. Now I have a copy, and I'm going to make it white so I can see it real good there, or let's make it gray. Now I want to scale it. Go to the scale tool, the transform tool, and scale it. And make it about like that. Come down a little more. There we go. Now this one, let's see, YouTube's is black. So I'm going to kind of mimic that, and then I'll modify it to make it my own. Okay, so this one, let's see, we're gonna punch this one out with a donut. So let's bring out a donut. I'm using a donut because I want that kind of specific arc on my cut here. So let's make this black. Now I can see exactly what I'm gonna get. Bring the opacity down. That's just about right. Okay, so now put it into place, bring the opacity back up. You highlight both symbols, the one you want to crop and the one that's going to do the cropping. When they're both highlighted, you go to Combine Paths and Punch. So now I've actually here, before I do that, let me show you another little trick. Press Control C, Control V with this gray symbol highlighted. That way you have two copies of it. Now punch. Modify, Combine Paths, Punch. Now with this one, on top, let's just turn it white so we can see it. And with this one, we're going to turn it black. But we're going to go and give it a filter effect of inner shadow. Make sure it's white. Not too thick. Maybe around 2. And adjust the angle to where it's coming on the bottom. It's coming in on the bottom. So you can see what kind of effect that gives us. That's pretty nice. This thing, we're going to give this a gradient of linear. I'm going to bring it over here and mimic the light effects that YouTube uses on their graphics, on their logo, and almost everything they have. Let's see, especially their Web 2.0 graphics. This one we're going to turn white, and we're going to bring the opacity down, but not all the way, but almost all the way, right about there. And then, let's see, that looks good. Now all we got to do is get our text in there. So yeah, we'll put in our text and do some touching up. Now with the text, let's put a just so everybody knows it's mine, put HD. Actually, I'm going to put HQ plus HD because my videos are all HQ and HD nowadays. Right in the center, go to the text I want. Let's turn it white so we can see it first. Then I'm going to go to Franklin Gothic. It's really similar to YouTube's text. And now I'm going to size it the way I want it. Bring it up. Bring these closer together. That's good. Let's see. Not so close. Bring the font size down. Okay, so we got HD plus HQ. Actually, no, I'm just going to make it say HQ and HD separately. I'll make two of them. Spread these back apart a little bit. Bring that up. So we'll make the first one say HD. Now I noticed they had an effect on the text where it was, the text was, let's get it a little bigger, maybe 110, 118. That's great. Okay, so let's bring this object on top, so you can press Control Shift Up Arrow Key, and that brings that object to the top. So it looks like this is laid into the symbol, and this is a lighting effect on top. So now this, we're going to go to the Fill options, and instead of solid, we're going to make that gradient. And you'll notice that YouTube uses that effect to give it depth. And actually in their gradient, I think they had, maybe it was something like bright in the center and then dark on both edges, something like that. So that's what it kind of looked like. Make that a little bigger. Maybe 124. Okay. That looks pretty good. So if I have that symbol and I want it a little smaller, I have all the elements here. Let's grab all of them. You can just drag over them if you want them all. And I'm going to group them. Press Control G. And now I'm going to copy it. Control C, Control V. I'm going to ungroup this one. I'm going to change this to a Q. Now I have HQ and HD. And so let's grab all of these once more. Group them. So now I have both of these are grouped. Now let's Control C, Control V, make copies. And now let's modify, no, filters, adjust color, brightness and contrast. It's going to say this operation will convert vectors to bitmaps, and that's exactly what I want because I don't want any distortions when I scale down. And I'm gonna leave these at zero. Press OK. So now they're bitmaps. Now I can just scale them down and put them into the section designated for them on my profile. Man, those look juicy, don't they? I pretty much nailed it. And now, you know, they can't get me for directly copying their graphics because I made these mine. I just used theirs as reference. But not that they would, I mean. I'm going to put these up here. Make these a little smaller. And that is that. And now you'll see these on my profile. Hooking it up. Hook it up fat like. There we go. HD and HQ. Let's bring it up a little bit. But that's pretty much it. Oops. That shows you how to make nice Web 2.0 graphics similar to what you see around YouTube and other schnazzy sites. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.